You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the CU Insight Trendline podcast. This episode is packed, and I don't want to keep you from all the great information, so let's jump right in with John Pettit.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles on CU Insight. At number three is an article titled, Five Signs Your Credit Union's BCP is Outdated and Exposing You to Risk, by Tim Doherty from Optiri, a Trellance company. Business continuity planning isn't just a box to check. It's a lifeline. Too many credit unions assume that having a dusty plan on file is enough, but regulators in reality say otherwise. If your BCP is outdated, untested, too complicated, missing vendor coverage, or if your staff don't know their roles, you're not ready. The fix? Keep it fresh, train your people, test it often, simplify it, and make sure vendors are included. Bottom line, don't wait for a disaster to find out your plan doesn't work. Number two is the Credit Union's AI Roadmap from Security Plus Federal Credit Union's Ray Reagan. Financial institutions are at an AI crossroads. Big banks are charging ahead, while many credit unions feel stuck. The NCUA's alignment with the NIST framework gives leaders a clear roadmap. Get board alignment, modernize data, assess risks, set policy, and be transparent with members. AI is only getting stronger. The time to lead is now. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Thank you, John. Look forward to hearing more from you later in the podcast. And now, here's Alyssa Horwitz with a CU Spotlight.
In our recent CU Spotlight, we featured Schools First Federal Credit Union, who announced support of a 9-story pediatric outpatient building for Children's Hospital of Orange County, designed to provide care for children and families across Southern California. The new outpatient tower is a thoughtfully designed center for pediatric care, featuring outpatient imaging, oncology infusion services, specialty clinics, a dedicated research floor, and family-friendly amenities. In recognition of the contribution, the building's first floor lobby was named the school's first Federal Credit Union lobby. This lasting investment reflects the heart of the credit union movement, people helping people, and building healthier communities together. CU Spotlight features credit unions that are making significant impacts in their communities. If your credit union has an inspiring story to share, be sure to reach out to content@CUinsight.com.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. Plenty of design-build companies can build nice branches. That's not what drives long-term growth. When you partner with Level 5, you get a 10-year network growth strategy built on actionable insights from real data in your target markets. We'll help you right-size your investment to the opportunity in each market, ensuring the predictable long-term growth you're looking for. Learn more at level5.com to launch your next phase of growth. Filene Research Institute strengthens organizations through innovative research and incubation to improve consumer financial well-being. As an independent cooperative finance think tank, Filene's membership network connects a community of leaders and bright minds to change lives through innovation, truth, and cooperation. In addition to delivering cutting-edge, actionable academic research, Filene also provides incubators to test and scale solutions, events to spark organizations into action, and advisory services to help accelerate and implement innovation. For more information, visit filene.org.
Hey, credit union friends, exciting news. CU Insight is opening 4 seats on our advisory council, and we'd love for you to apply. This is a low commitment, high impact opportunity. We meet just 1 hour quarterly, but it's a powerful way to connect with credit union leaders nationwide, share insights, and help shape the future of our movement. If you're a manager or above at a natural person credit union, submit your application by October 10th at cuinsight.com/advisorycouncil. Again, that's cuinsight.com/advisorycouncil.
Many of you likely know our featured guest for this episode of the podcast. It's Nick Coleman. He's been with Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 10 years and was recently named the Managing Director of Program Development. In addition to managing credit unions for kids, Nick manages the program development team, which focuses on big growth projects for Children's Miracle Network programs, including Dance Marathon, Extra Life, and Play Yellow. I had an opportunity to speak with Nick about the activities taking place in the credit union space around credit unions for kids and in benefit for Children's Miracle Network hospitals. Nick, it's great to speak with you. I know there's a lot going on for you right now and a lot in the credit union space in terms of events. And I'm wondering if you could share a brief overview of how the variety of events in the credit union space have supported CMN hospitals through Credit Unions for Kids.
Yeah, well, events are what has really driven Credit Unions for Kids growth. Over 70% of the funds that we raise every single year are through some kind of event-based initiative. We do have signature events. There's 10 of them across the country. I won't list them all, but for a long time, we had a lot of events out west. And over the last couple of years, we've seen some leaders and some groups of leaders across the whole country in the Midwest and the Great Lakes and the Northeast and the Southeast. In Texas and other areas, they've all raised their hand and said, we're really impressed with what they're doing out west. And now we want to replicate something out here. So it's been awesome over the last few years to see CU for Kids having our signature events now happening geographically all across the country. But it's not just those big events that raise the huge amounts of dollars and bring a big audience. We have hundreds of other local and regional events, from karaoke nights to golf tournaments to events at Topgolf and hot dog eating contests and so much more. So the credit union industry has really rallied around credit unions for kids in a big way, especially through events. And I think it makes sense because as through a cooperative industry, CU for Kids is one of those great platforms that can foster cooperation. So credit unions can get to know each other and build relationships in a fun and impactful way. And that has translated them working successfully in other projects when it comes to other business for credit unions and advocacy and things like that.
That's a great point. The hundreds of events that you mentioned, I was thinking of kind of the larger events at first, and you put a number on that, which is 10, which is fantastic. But you're right. Every credit union conference or chapter meeting you go to, it seems like there's always some tie-in with credit unions for kids. And so a lot of that ties in not just to the organizations that are putting these events on, but it's the credit unions themselves that also participate. And you know, what should credit unions be thinking about as they go through their budget and planning season relative to CU for Kids?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Greg. Now is a good time to start thinking about your charitable giving for 2026, for sure, whether it's for credit unions for kids or not. One thing I think that the credit union industry can continue to improve on really is actually just keeping in mind how can corporate social responsibility drive strategic objectives. And as you're doing budgeting, like, this should be top of mind. So it's really appropriate to be thinking about that right now. When it comes to credit unions for kids, there's four things I'd recommend that credit unions are thinking of. First off, it's what we were just talking about. It's those signature events. These are a great way to bring credit unions together. And we highly recommend credit unions continue to step up and participate in those. So considering a sponsorship for one of those signature events would be at the top of the list. We also would recommend that credit unions connect with your local hospital representative. So we have 150 hospitals in the United States, and every single one of them has at least one dedicated staff member to supporting credit unions' fundraising efforts. And each hospital, while we have a lot of national initiatives, each hospital has unique ways that credit unions can engage with them locally as well. So we certainly recommend credit unions learning about what opportunities that they have locally with their children's hospital. Third, this isn't really even a budget item, but more of just something to be thinking about as you plan for it. It's a great new way to fundraise that we've been promoting this year. It's around using your ATMs, where you can increase the foreign transaction fee by $1. And we've seen some credit unions that are having wild success. It's very easy to implement, and they're raising over six figures a year. So we recommend credit unions consider that No budget necessary, and it doesn't harm any revenue because the credit unions doing it are not seeing any decrease in volume of transactions. And then, okay, number four is Children's Hospitals Week. This is Children's Miracle Network Hospital's annual conference. It happens in Orlando in April. And in 2026, we're going to be celebrating the 40th anniversary of CU for Kids. And we're going to be having a special reception for any credit union attendees that are there. And we'd love to have a lot of people show up and help us celebrate such a big milestone.
That's really great information. Those 4 points, I just learned some new things from each one of them that you shared. So that's great. And we will point to all of that following this interview here on the CU Insight Trendline podcast. Nick, it's been great speaking with you a bit. I know, again, you're a busy man, so I will let you go today. But thank you for all that you do for the kids that CU for Kids and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals help.
And thank you, Greg. Thank you, CU Insight.
For more information on credit unions for kids benefiting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, visit cuforkids.org. That's cu4kids.org. And now here's Linda LaFortune with some upcoming events in the credit union space. And after that, we'll hear from John Pettit with the number one trending article this week.
There are some great industry events coming up. First, Corporate Centrum Credit Union's inaugural annual conference, Momentum 2025, Insights, Innovation, and Connection, is October 7th through October 9th in Wisconsin. Also on October 7th through 9th is DCUC's Midwest Conference in Oklahoma City. And on October 15th, BOKU is offering a free webinar titled Teams, the Growth Engine Credit Unions Are Overlooking. For more information on these and other industry events, visit cuinsight.com/featured-events.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is 5 Signs It's Time for a Credit Union Name Change, from On the Mark Strategies' Sean Galley. Credit unions face a big question. Will you be relevant in 10 years? Branding, especially your name, plays a huge role. If your name is outdated, exclusionary, confusing, acronym-heavy, or burdens staff, it's time to rethink it. A smart name change can boost inclusivity, growth, and member connection while still honoring your roots. Don't wait until irrelevance hits to act. I recently asked Sean, when credit unions consider a name change, how can they strike the right balance between honoring their legacy and appealing to the broader future membership they want to attract?
Credit unions can strike the right balance during a name change by always leading with strategy, not with just what sounds modern or cool. Every name has a meaning, and those meanings are vital here. In our own naming process, each name comes with a definition, and it's vital to find one of those definitions and names that sits in the middle of that Venn diagram, so to speak. So Homebase, which we referenced in the article, is both a civilian and military term. New groups and legacy groups can both understand it. And you have to be able to validly say that you're both carrying on the legacy of the old group and becoming more inclusive of the new group.
Thanks, Sean. Well, that's all for my top 3 trending articles on CU Insight. Back to Greg.
And that's all for this episode of the CU Insight Trendline podcast. Thanks to all who contributed, and thanks for listening. I'm Greg Miklick, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.